Station Space Slash Off Radio.
We get some samples, Potter, of you saying the end of the world is near.
The end of the world is near?
Are we actually recording now?
Yeah.
Oh,
with a little bit more conviction, please. The end of the world is near.
The end of the world is near. Repent! Repent!
Yeah, all right. Potter's like the first horseman of the apocalypse. Absolutely, there's four of us. I got dibs on being famine.
Ooh, I want to be pestilence. I like pestilence.
Can I be the one that doesn't have to use a horse?
We can all ride Harleys.
Oh, I'll pick the mountaineer.
Yes, you're listening to the pre-apocalyptic Geeks in Space.
Which could actually be the last Geeks in Space.
December 30.
If the world ends like we are predicting.
We have been predicting for quite some time. As a matter of fact, this whole...
Nostradamus actually started. We're just buying in on it.
Yeah. Well, we're jumping on the Y2K bandwagon.
Well, it started when I had a vision in the middle of a field in 1983.
Yeah, dude. Really? I don't think that the vision was about Y2K. I think it had a little bit more to do with something that you ate.
You know, I told you not to eat goat cheese pizza at 11:30, and
especially
he wouldn't listen to me.
He ate the one that had, like, not been in the fridge for, like, a week.
Yeah.
I told you, the green stuff is not healthy. Not
good for you. I thought it was
spinach.
Good.
It had the consistency of wilted spinach.
So, as you can tell, we're getting ready for Y2K, and we suggest you do, too. Yesterday, we...
By purchasing a large amount of firearms. Screaming
and ammo. Don't forget ammo. Yeah, we have prepared by... we went shopping yesterday, had a little adventure, and the way we figure it, by talking about it on Geeks in Space and by posting a story on Slashdot, our Y2K preparations are all tax-deductible.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
So,
considering the grocery bill I had, it better be tax-deductible.
Yeah,
else
a
I'm
third of
scream.
My bill was whiskey, so that doesn't quite count.
Can you deduct Y2K alcohol?
I think so.
Dude, I think I'm putting my porno mags on there.
I mean, you could, say it's for medicinal purposes.
Medicinal alcohol? I'm nulling the pain.
Oh, I will need it to clean my wounds.
That's why Jeff got the Bacardi 151, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're going to be cleaning a lot of wounds with that 151.
It's a
and igniting
source.
It on fire.
It's, it'll get you schnookered. It's all things to all people. Oh, dear God. So let's see, what else did we actually get? I got 60 Lego Eggo waffles.
I got a hurricane lamp and about 3 quarts of lamp oil. Yeah, beef jerky.
Dehydrated
the currency
meat.
Of the post-Y2K
post-apocalyptic civilization.
Is that Ted Nugent brand jerky?
No, Bridgeford. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry, do you know the exchange rate between Uncle Pete's wacky jerky and
Ted Nugent
beef jerks?
Somebody
well,
tells
actually,
me Ted Nugent
I'm
is going to outlive us all.
I'm trading beef jerky futures now on the commodities
good
exchange.
Call.
Excellent.
I also procured so many vitamins that I am going to go into the apocalypse healthy. My selenium levels... Great.
Super high.
Vitamin C, Ricola. I'm not getting a cold in the apocalypse.
I got a copy of Mulan on DVD.
I'm not worried about my vitamins anymore because I can just kill Jeff and eat him.
Jeff is vitamin fortified.
Hey, I got an 8-person, 5-pound Stouffer's microwavable lasagna.
Wow.
Now, admittedly, I'm not going to have a microwave, but I have enough lasagna to feed 8 people.
Actually, Rob will have electrical power. What he's going to be doing is hooking himself up to a giant treadmill.
Hundreds of lemons.
Not unlike a hamster wheel.
Yes. In fact, a converted hamster wheel. We're going to be shrinking Rob. No,
dude,
this is
you
ridiculous.
Do not have that technology. You are saying you're getting nanites now for Y2K. So
yes.
If you got nanites, then I guess you can shrink me. How hard could it be to reduce the amount of space in between each of my molecules?
Oh, very easy. I've been doing it slowly every day, and you just haven't picked
up. Crap! That's why I keep missing the toilet! I'm getting lower.
All right.
So, we should talk about some real news, like the DVD suit.
Ah, yes, the DVD suit. What's the
I have a DVD,
DVD
suit, and that means I can put myself into a DVD player, and
it's
it'll
kind of like
my
a shark skin.
Are you multi-layered?
Well,
how,
yeah,
how many
dude.
Layers?
It's my, different encoding.
When Nate Which wears it, he comes in 6 channels.
Well, 5.1,
Nate, 5.1. The what's the name of it? The DVDCS? What's the
CCA?
The CCS.
You're talking about the program?
We have both a piece of software and an organization that got cranky.
The organization that is cranky is DVDCCA, the DVD Copyright Control Association.
Owned by the major corporations, of course.
Right. Which means we have
by
to
the
out,
man.
We have to figure out who owns what so we can know whose DVDs not to buy, which is too bad because I own a lot of DVDs. I wouldn't like give up my James Bond DVDs or something.
But you wouldn't want to be able to play those DVDs under Linux or anything.
Well,
no.
Right, right. Well, the gist of it is that, you know, the software basically allowed you to rip a DVD and convert it into a format that you could watch it on Linux because, nobody on Earth supports DVD players under Linux. Negative side effect of that is that the industry is now very afraid that people are going to be running around pirating, 8-gig movie files. Probably a fair complaint.
Dude, I'll dial into your 28H line and we will convert this 9-gig file. We are elite.
I have the new Apocalypse Now on my FTP server if you wish for the 3-week download.
Is this the director's cut or is this the original theater version?
The commentary will be an additional 2 days of downloading.
Mm-hmm. Is this the same site that has 0-day wares?
So... yeah, the gist of it is they don't like this. Okay, that's understandable. You know, the whole music industry has been in a tizzy about basically the same problem for the last couple of years now. I think the film industry thought they had a little more time before this all bit them. Their solution is to sue anyone who links to the software. Not, even necessarily hosting it, just linking.
Like
us, for example. They named us along with 71 other websites, including 2600, Deja.com. So they're going after Usenet. Look out, guys. You can't post to Usenet anymore. If you link something that the man disapproves of, they
can
sue you.
But anyone who reprints your Usenet stuff is liable to get sued.
I don't know. I thought hadn't... linking over the internet already been cleared in another lawsuit?
No, there have been a number of lawsuits that have been messy. The one thing that did happen is there was a graphical search engine that was in California.
Scour?
Yeah, I think it was Scour.
Scour's cool. I've used Scour quite a bit. If you ever want clip art or something, you go up. But the creepy thing is that you just pull it off of random people's hard drives.
Well, yeah. So you go through, and Scour was sued, but... they were found to be within the fair use policy of copyright. Mm-hmm. So I think, this is clearly a case where if you declare this to be illegal, and it's like, well, ha-ha, you can't have a web anymore.
We didn't really want that web thing anyway. It was just a flash in the pan.
But I will be suing everyone who's linked to Hemos.net.
Get ready.
So.
You just go to AltaVista or whatever, you do the link : Hemos.net, yep. And then you can nail us all. Because I think it's probably most of the links are in this room.
I'm bringing up a countersuit.
Your reciprocal link. Yeah, the reason that this one is messy is it's actually got a whole lot of problems. I mean, there's like the issue of reverse engineering, which isn't an issue because, first of all, it's not illegal, and second of all, these guys weren't in the United States. There's the issue of distributing intellectual property that companies think they own, which is tough because, again, it wasn't created in the U.S.
Because
and,
it's a key.
Right. It's a piece of software, and it's on every DVD player, except, somebody just decided to flip it around. Okay, then there's the issue of linking. Okay, you can't make that illegal. That's the basis of the Internet. Okay, then there's the issue of distributing the software itself. If you have a mirror of this thing on an FTP site, are you liable for it? Right, so basically, this is really sticky because there's so many issues that are going to be involved with it. They may have a case on a couple of them. They may not have a case on the others. But it's going to take a while. The hearing is going to happen on the 14th now.
Well, there was one hearing yesterday. It was the preliminary hearing, and the judge threw out the temporary restraining order that the DVDCCA was looking to have applied. And
because, of course, if they succeeded with that restraining order, nobody would get the software anymore. It would stop. Good job, guys. You would stop it. In fact, you would do the exact opposite.
Well, I was talking with Chris DeBona last night, and apparently there were about 40 to 50 people there, and some people had gone out and had printed pamphlets up with the code,
yeah.
And it also burned CDs with the code and were handing it out at the courthouse.
That's pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
But the judge has thrown out the temporary restraining order. And
it's not that long of code. It's just a little
Oh, it's really tiny.
It fits on a floppy disk, if I remember.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, they were handing out floppies, too.
I think it's like a couple K of source code.
Yeah, I think it's 4. I think it's 4K. Mm-hmm.
It's not a big deal. It's just like a brute force through like a bunch of different keys, and there you go. Now start copying.
The EFF, Electronic Freedom Frontier, had a precedent case where Chicago Lock had tried to sue a whole bunch of locksmiths in the Chicago area because Chicago Lock had made a locking mechanism that was supposed to be, you know, their copyright, you know, the Chicago Lock. And the locksmiths were like, well, we still have to be able to open your door, so we're going to reverse engineer your lock, and we've made keys so that we can get into there. And Chicago Lock tried to sue all of the locksmiths, and the case was... I'm not sure if it was thrown out of court or what happened, but essentially Chicago Lock was told to shove it where the sun don't so that didn't end too well for Chicago Lock, and I think I'm hoping the same thing happens
right.
with EBDCCA.
It would be different if it was just a black and white issue, but there's so much mixed into this one. I mean, if you read all the documentation, they're all going on about piracy, you know, and they're going on about reverse engineering. And piracy and reverse engineering has nothing to do with the 70 or so websites that they linked.
Yeah.
It's all freedom of information. It's just a little piece of code that somebody's distributing. They're using buzzwords to try to scare the judge.
Well, the other thing is that... you know, the plaintiff's lawyer was saying, well, this is going to be pirating, profit lines will be hurt, but quite frankly, it's not my problem to keep their profit margins up. If they wanted to implement their security through an idiotic way of doing it, then, well
it's the old security through obscurity.
And it's just like, you know, everything else in the music industry where, like, Philips now has recordable CD players as a stereo unit, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, just because you can pirate something doesn't mean that it's... you know, that the company that's responsible for it gets sued.
Well, and realistically, I mean, this isn't going to be true, you know, in 3 years. But, I mean, right now, I mean, these things are 6 to 8 gigs apiece.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like you're going to be keeping a whole movie theater. Now, and the other side of it is, I own 50 to 100 DVDs. I'm a DVD junkie. Just because I can pirate them doesn't mean that I'm not going to keep buying them ridiculously and obsessively. I'm just going to be able to watch them on my Linux PC now, which, you know, has a really cool monitor, and I'd really like to be able to do that. But, no, you know, that would be bad. I shouldn't be allowed.
Bad.
Strictly forbidden.
You said crossing the streams was bad.
I'm a little fuzzy on the good, bad thing.
So, Nate had an interesting experience with BMG and their shopping cart software.
I'm pretty mad at bmgmusicservice.com. after Hemos and I house burned down, I had to replace a large chunk of my CD collections, which ran in the high triple digits in terms of items. And so I went to BMG and decided I would do it in one fell swoop. After spending about 2 hours on the site adding every conceivable album that I might want into my shopping cart, a little message pops up when I try to fulfill my order that, sorry, we can't process your order. There are currently too many items selected for purchase in your shopping cart. Please select no more than 20.
How many did you actually have in there?
Right now, 163 after taking some out.
So if you're ever going to try to buy 200 CDs for BMG,
yep,
don't.
For BMG users out there, just limit your orders to a modest 20 and don't, you know, ignore them when they say that you can put more in your shopping cart, because it's apparently a shopping cart that can't get out the door.
And BMG, if you're listening, put in a warning message, a little sign, a little sentence. If count greater than 20, print a boner. You gotta buy now.
You need to buy a large number of CDs, such as replacing a collection that was lost due to fire or other damage. Please click here.
Well, the thing about it is,
if your name
kind of
is Nathan Ostendorf, please do not attempt.
I guess it's not too much of a problem, you know, where people's houses, where CD junkies' homes burn down, and then they go to one online store and try to replace them all in one morning.
Oh, come on.
It doesn't happen, I guess, that often. Oh, boy. Let's
I think
see.
You ought to read Jamie's email. Jamie, who is a Slashdot author and our resident vegan, went out to do some Y2K shopping yesterday after reading our take on it.
I deleted it.
Okay. We're going to have to edit that in post-production.
No, whatever. Well, the gist of it is that if you look at our Christmas shopping, or our Y2K shopping list, well, Kurt the Pope and I are both alcoholics. By the way, that's kurt@thepope.org. As always, email him and harass
ask him. Ask him if he likes Bombay Sapphire.
Yeah. He's a Bombay Sapphire gin-drinking guy. He's definitely into martinis. He's into martinis. So we got some vermouth and we got some gin. He's going to make martinis. And, you know, the joke was, you know, he's going to have a 9-martini apocalypse. You know, that's cool. Jamie is of our authors. He's a vegan.
Complete abstinence, basically.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a lot more wholesome than the rest of us, I guess, in his eating habits. You know, he's still nuts. But he eats healthy. So he's giving us a hard time. He says, well, when you guys are out of martinis, we're going to be out at his place begging for a share of his kidney beans, tofu.
Pinto beans.
Pinto beans, rice. Yeah.
Begging for just one cube of tofu. Please.
I like soybeans, really. Come on. Throw me a bone here.
Or not, as the case may be.
Or not.
That's right. That's where we're going to go. The thing is that we're going to run out of gas. Finished. We've only got, you know, everybody is going to be filling up their gas tanks tomorrow, you know. And
I'm going today.
My tank's full. Well, I've driven like a couple of miles today, so I should probably put
I filled mine up a week ago, and I rarely drive, so I think I'm set.
Yeah, but
well, thanks for the update. Check out cowboyneil.net to find out.
cowboyneil.net/gas tank to see how much gas he has left in his car.
Warning, it's a Java applet that is 500K in size and crashes after 3 seconds.
And it updates every other day at 8 a.m.
And
so.
Don't view it from Windows Box because it'll overwrite your kernel.
That's right. It has a special ActiveX control. It is very 31337.
Just like Cowboy Neil.
Cowboy Neil is among the most 31337 of people that I know. Hey, should we talk about the awards?
I just want to talk about, I saw Man on the Moon last night.
Oh, really? How is it?
I liked it. It was a lot of fun. I'm not sure if I like Jim Carrey or Andy Kaufman.
Thank you very much.
But it was a good movie. Had a lot of cool bits. There was some traditional Hollywood schlocking, for the, you know, lots of, well, actually the ones that bothered me the most were the crowd shots where they showed people, you know, laughing and getting to know the real Andy Kaufman. But
right.
If you'd asked Kaufman, he would have said there is no real Kaufman. Yep. There is only the character.
There is only Zool.
Whoa, dude.
But no, it was a good movie. So I would encourage anybody who wants to, you know, spend a couple hours a little bewildered and amazed to watch it.
See, I dug on Galaxy Quest. I saw that earlier this week, and I'm hearing other people are disagreeing with me, but, man, fun movie.
Tim Allen.
Yeah, Tim Allen, but the thing is, he's basically playing an alcoholic Buzz Lightyear mixed in with just a strung-out actor. You know? So it's just, it's weird, but it works.
I keep expecting to... And then something will fall down, and the boys will come out...
Dad, we're sorry.
Oh, Tim.
We strapped a jet engine to Mom.
Yeah, halfway through the movie, he does go and talk to Wilson, and he asks for advice. You know, it's, howdy, howdy, good neighbor, Tim. And then, laser shoot his head off. So, it's a little crazy.
Howdy,
yeah.
Wilson, you will never cross the Mega Tim again.
There's gigantic, a fence built into the spaceship.
The gigantic cybernetic Tim Allen, 45 feet tall, a solid titanium, and crushing all in his path.
To infinity and beyond.
Oh, right.
I am enforcing infinity here.
So
and
we've
now.
Successfully been talking for like 15 minutes and we've said nothing.
Actually, 18 minutes 35. And 35 seconds.
Yeah.
Wow, see, these guys have technology. I'm hiding in the corner.
So explain the awards.
Flash
Thoughts 2000 Beanies!
Now, that's not meaning that we're actually giving away 2,000 beanies. That's meaning that it's occurring in the year 2000, in case there's any confusion there. My guess is you're going to see more about this. You're getting a little. We're warning you a little early. It's going to be officially announced probably next week. We're going to give them away at Linux World.
Mm-hmm.
So that's at the end of January, early February?
Linux World, the actual expo runs February 2 through February 4. The conference is February 1 through 4.
You're good. We're giving away money.
I had to make travel reservations, so.
My personal favorite award is the award to whatever deserves $1,000 the most.
My personal favorite award is the Hemos Award.
Only Hemos is eligible. That's the rules. Fortunately, the prize for that is a beanie and a hug from Cowboy Neil. Among the prizes are, you know, the hug from Cowboy Neil.
Disclaimer, Cowboy Neil may or may not hug winner, depending on cuteness of winner.
That's right. There's actually quite a few categories, including, like, most improved open source projects.
Best community advocate.
That's right. Newbie helpers. There's some fun ones, too. Award for the Cloustic Award for FUD in journalism. That's among my favorites.
Yes, we'll be beating Jesse Burst with bars of soap
all
in 12 our socks.
Of them?
Yep. All 12 Jesse Burst interns.
Hi, Jesse. I just graduated.
I'll go aboard.
I'm so glad to be here.
It's my first day at ZDNet. Well, you have to spend your first month writing Jesse Burst columns.
No, I quit.
I'm going to go write for anything. Going to go write for Good Housekeeping.
No one else can take the flames.
Yeah, but so that's going to be pretty fun. What you will find next week, assuming, you know, this all does assume, you know, that there's no apocalypse. I'm not saying either way. I'm not suggesting that, you know, you should run to the corner and get
guns and
ammo.
But Rob is holding a cocked .45 in which he's sawed off the safety.
Just because I bought
bazookas.
Just because I bought several bazookas and I'm arming the corner of my house.
However, Rob does not have the mechanical aptitude to launch, load, or take off the safety.
Or aim.
I'd be watching the world blow up on CNN.
That's pretty cool.
I figure they'll cover it.
There should be like an apocalypse channel.
All apocalypse!
Well, it'd be fun for the first 12 hours or so, you know, until all the nuke plants blow up, and then, you know, the guys in the last time zone are just like, well, we're toast.
No.
Here it comes.
It's got to be a major event. They brought
on
more Blitzer.
Reminds me of a Neil Shute book. He was I think he was Australian, and one of his books was about there had been a nuclear war, and the radioactive clouds were just coming down south, and the people in Australia who knew they were going to die soon because the radioactivity was migrating south. It's pretty depressing.
Thanks for bringing a nice, sunshiny wisdom into this little segment here.
Australians love you now, by the way.
Hi, Rusty. Okay, the awards, the thing that you're going to notice is starting next week, we're going to open up nominations because we're too lazy to actually try to pick the nominees ourselves. We've picked
that
the categories.
That might require effort.
That's right. We've picked the categories. We're going to basically do write-in nominees. You'll be allowed to change who you're nominating as many times as you want. You'll be able to discuss it. But you're only allowed one nominee in each category per registered user on Slashdot. And at the end of, I guess, 2 weeks, the nominations are going to be open for. At the end of 2 weeks, we're going to pick the top five or so out of each category, and there'll be a vote. And once again, you'll be able to vote for one thing in each category. You'll be able to change it as much as you want, discuss it as much as you want, talk amongst yourselves. It'll be fun. Then I guess we'll see who wins on the big night.
And I've already rigged it. I'll be winning everything.
Can I win one of the categories where there's money?
No.
Dang. I want to win the category.
I suspect that we aren't eligible.
I know that you guys just want hugs from Cowboy.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to have to
I better
hug
get
you guys.
My beanie. We're going to make Bruce wear a beanie.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Andover president wearing a beanie.
So we
very respectable.
So for the people that get hugs from me, we need to nominate lots of cute chicks.
Lots of hot chicks.
Lara Croft will be winning in all major
every
categories.
Category. They actually have commercials now with a woman actually playing the part of Lara Croft.
Well, they've had a real life model for Lara Croft for quite some time. It's actually
like she was in Playboy.
Yeah.
Really? I need to buy. Where is this issue?
She's Dutch.
Subscribe
she's not bad.
Me.
It burned when our house burned down, dude.
Oh man.
I know.
So close, yet so far.
I was all, yes, I'd love to go spelunking.
Can I spelunk with you, baby? No, she's like hot. Not as hot as, you know, the model, the computer model, which is, you know,
which is
like
beyond
150
physically
polygons
possible,
and not possible. But she's super fly.
Right.
So do we got anything else fun to say, or can we wrap up?
Wrapping.
Hey, this is very likely the last Geeks in Space ever, but if the world does manage to pull through next week,
we might record another
we'll probably be there then, too.
Have a happy new millennium. I think it's going to be the best one.
Dude,
yeah.
It is not the millennium yet. As everybody knows, the millennium does not start until the year 2001.
I used to fight it myself. I've given in to pop culture now. Woo! New millennium! am coming on. Let's party.
Potter is also wearing a Sarah Michelle Gellar T-shirt.
He's got a Buffy the Vampire Slayer
to the Ricky Martin concert.
He's going.
Ricky Martin.
So if it's not another year, if it's another year till the real millennium, I figure that's an excuse to party next year too.
Well, that's the way.
Yeah, new millennium.
Potter
and culture again.
All right, we're out of here.
Catch you guys next year, maybe.